music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Now we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
You are on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with you by telephone today. Skype is behaving like a bad boy, unresponsive, and that's okay. We get on the air one way or another, right? Even if I have to fly down to the studio and do it right from Round Rock. Well, anyway, today is the Saturday, as you know. What is it? The 7th, I think it is, right? I believe, anyway. 6th or 7th, I forget. And we're going to have Art with us in just a few minutes in the first hour. We hope to hear from John Friend in the second hour. And as you, many of you should know, John Friend is one of the prolific younger writers of the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And as you also know, he has very, very little shortage of words about things to say. He's quite a guy, and he's a prolific writer, and we certainly look forward to reading his columns from week to week. So we are going to have Art up in just a moment or so. We hope to, but so far we have had little luck, very little luck with Skype. In any event, what I want to let you listen to for a moment is my reading of the Word of God for today when we begin the program. I'm going to read from the book of Zephaniah, the prophet Zephaniah in captivity. And we're looking at Zephaniah 1, verses 14 to 18. And if you go there with me, you read about the prophet under Judea captivity, and he is quoted in this particular chapter, in this verse, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. There the mighty man shall cry out bitterly." Now, this is a reference not only to Judah in captivity in Babylon and coming into the days of Rome, when the Roman Empire would take over and sack Jerusalem, but he's really talking about that ultimate day of judgment, the day that when the Lord himself comes back to arouse the self-confident sinners. You know, the prophet basically enlarges upon the nearness approach and the terrible nature of the coming judgment. That's the key point here, not just upon Judah, which has already occurred again, and the tribes of Israel, which had separated from Judah many years before, as you probably already know, but in reality, he is actually preaching about the judgment to come. The day of the Lord is the day that the Lord returns and sets foot on the Mount of Olives in judgment, destroying Jerusalem, the rulers of that city, who are the sons of Cain, who say they are of Judah and are not, but do lie and are of the synagogue of Satan. So, again, it enforces upon his hearers that nearness of approach. Now, that's, you know, that's a couple of thousand, 2,500 years ago, 2,100 years ago, and he's talking about the great day of the Lord, which in Joel chapter 2, he also can be seen cross-referencing the prophet Joel. The day is so close at hand that the sound of its coming can be heard. And some people have translated that as Hark, the day of Jehovah God, the mighty man shall cry, and crieth he will aloud. His voice will be heard the time of the seventh trump. The seventh trump is the return of Jesus to the earth in fiery judgment. So these prophets, all of the prophets, all of the minor prophets and the major prophets, all basically tell of the captivity of God's people, and they were always in captivity. Boy, from generation to generation, it seems, they were going in and out, in and out, in and out of captivity, and the wrath of God was kindled against Israel many times, as we know, many times. So in the final captivity, it's going to be worldwide. It's a worldwide captivity now that engulfs not just the countries of Israel, true Israel today, but the whole world. And that will be this captivity that we have before us today, this captivity of the end. That is a Babylonian captivity. It is a captivity certainly of the mind, a captivity that is deep, deep in the minds and souls of people today in terms of psychological propaganda, and ultimately leading up to the false Messiah to come, when he's just about right about here now. So we have a lot to talk about, folks. We have much to talk about since last week and the false flag attack at Las Vegas, but it's time to bring him up. Mr. Las Vegas expose himself, and that is Art from Philly. Hello, Art. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Rick, and hope everyone at RBM is doing well.
Well, I hope so, too. And, you know, we had quite a tumultuous week also with me, and some changes that I've had, you know, with Cox Communications and some of their shenanigans they've been pulling. And now we have Skype, and they're not responding. But that's okay. Here we are. We're still on the phone, and we're still together. And, you know, we go week by week, day by day, minute by minute, but I can't help but start off with, you know, the fact that we were on the air last Saturday, and then Sunday night, late at night, you know, it was announced that some major massacre was taking place, an active shooter situation right there in Mandalay Land, the Mandalay Hotel concert at Las Vegas. And when I thought, well, here we go again, now it's Las Vegas, I immediately thought of you, and I thought of the Adelsons, and I thought of Universal City Studios, and we thought of the Bronfman family and the Homeland Security Department, all playing out another major, major event that I analyzed myself. I looked at quite a bit of it, the so-called witnesses, and I was aghast at how blatant this thing was as a hoax. But in any event, you give us your perception as to what was going on there and who are the key players.
I will. I first want to mention about Skype, a joint venture created by Microsoft and Amdocs. And the leader of Amdocs is Morris Kahn, K-H-N. Morris Kahn is a company in St. Louis, Missouri, and he's an Israeli born in South Africa. And he supports the Zionist youth group called Habion, H-A-B-O-N-I-M. So if you wonder why your phone service through Skype isn't working so well, you might want to give Mr. Morris Kahn a call and say you got his number.
All right. How do I reach him now? Do I just call Jerusalem direct, or do I reach him in Tel Aviv or New York, or right in my own state? How do I reach him? Do you know?
He's in St. Louis. What you do is you simply go on Yahoo, look under the financial section. You type in the stock symbol for Amdocs, which I'd have to look up, and then you go into the Yahoo Financial, you look at profile, and that'll give you the corporate phone number for his headquarters in St. Louis. And then you call up, you'll talk, ask to talk to him, and you'll get the secretary of the CEO.
That's, I want to speak to Morris if I can get through. Yeah, that would be just wonderful. But I'm sure some of his minions are probably monitoring us right now, and they're taking note of this situation. But yes, it would be nice, though, to finally get some action here. And I understand that all of the telecommunications industries, the corporations now, every single one of them has a very large stake in this Jerusalem issue, the issue of Zionism in the little strip, the fig tree strip that Jesus denounced. So it looks as if all corporate, all of, you know, the Hollywood industry and all of the CIA, Homeland Security, seems to have its outreach from Jerusalem to the United States and vice versa, doesn't it?
Right. And I was actually working in the telecommunications between 84 and 87. I saw the mob, in particular the Jewish mob side, take over the telecommunications industry. And that's when they started screaming they needed all this H-1B visa Indian labor and get rid of the American labor and then have the Americans train the replacement. So I know exactly. So you're, what you're saying is actually very close to the money. Now you want to get to Mandalay Bay. Which part do you want to cover?
Mandalay Bay. Now tell us what your perceptions were immediately. What were you thinking when you heard about this purported massacre?
I was thinking of the scenario of the lone wolf, and I go back to thinking of Saran Saran being accused of shooting Robert F. Kennedy in the Ambassador Hotel, owned by Jack Dragnos, and they found that it was actually, I forget the CIA agent's name, who was behind RFK, who actually shot and killed him. There wasn't even enough bullets in the gun of Saran Saran to do it. Subsequently, they realized he was MK-altered and brainwashed through the situation. He doesn't even remember what happened. Probably because he was probably doped up or, you know, shocked to the point he didn't realize what was going on. Whether we put any bullets in RFK, I don't
know. Your first impulse was what I and I think a whole bunch of others also had. We thought of the lone gunman, the mad gunman in the Dallas Depository Building, supposedly, in Dallas, Texas, in November of 1963. And they were thinking of JFK again. That's the scenario that was conjured up. And then it sort of morphed into Sandy Hoax. And we started, you know, hearing about all of the weapons that were purportedly amassed by this supposed lone gunman that were just brought in to this hotel room there on the 32nd or 34th floor. And we saw that from the media reports, the number kept changing, the number of guns and weapons and so-called assault rifles and ammunition, and immediately that didn't make any sense at all. You know, that whole business of going from 13 weapons, then it went up to 43, and now I think it's up to 200, whatever it may be, but it gets to be ridiculous at this point. Yes, go ahead.
Well, if you look at it, it looked like a very precise military operation, which for a 64-year-old man is quite questionable. At the very least, he would have required some extensive training in this type of military operation to be able to coordinate all this together. He made frequent trips to the Middle East, such as UAE and Jordan, but they never mentioned that other country in the Middle East. I think it's called Israel. And, you know, good old Danny Boy, Stephen Paddock, and his brother Benjamin Paddock, you know, are of the tribe of, you know, of Ireland. So we certainly know that they're, you know, they're white nationality, you know. So we can actually see where did he get this type of training, okay?
Yeah, where, you know, well, anything but Adamic and white, they certainly are of that tribe that is not of Judah and not of Israel, and they are of the synagogue of Satan. I think, you know, that's exactly what you're saying. And sure enough, it does find itself to be very interesting. All of the media secrecy, all of the inquisitiveness about this guy, the police asking for help repeatedly, but identifying, his motives and what would make a man do this and so on. Well, you referred to MKUltra, and, you know, that's something that has been employed many, many times. And we saw that in Europe with Operation Gladio. We saw what happened with the Levant affair in Israel and Palestine and Egypt in the 1950s and then in the 60s. So this is it's not like it hasn't happened before. It's not like this has never been done before. This has been going on since day one, and more particularly since 2001 plus. Now, we start at the year 2013 when the time came for us to have this Islamophobia come up, this Islamic terror boogeyman, and we saw that particularly in the Boston Marathon bombing drill. That was a drill. It was advertised as a drill in the Boston papers, and it wasn't said what day it would be,
specifically, but that there would be that type of drill coming. And then from there, it morphed to all of these other instances of Santa Monica, the Orlando shoot. You know, we saw it morph into various other places of the world. We saw the Bali bombings going way back, the London tube bombings, the Madrid bombings. We saw this in repeated instances now in London again, another supposed incident, you know, with cars in Paris, with the Bataclan Theater. And the theater itself had been owned by a Jewish family right up until a few days before it had been sold, and that's when the incident supposedly took place. I find all of this to be more than mere coincidence, this incredible lineage that we've faced all of these years now, since 2013 more particularly. So here we have something interesting, Art. Now, locally, this is a local angle for you. We had in my state, Rhode Island, we had a call in the local press from the son of the former state police superintendent, and that Stephen O'Donnell was the former, the previous head of the state police. Currently, it's a woman by the name of Anne E. Asumpico. Now, this guy's son with his girlfriend happened to be there, just happened to be attending with a whole bunch of other plainclothesmen, detectives, undercover people, and I found one thing that he said. Nothing he said made any sense, except one thing, which I think he really let the cat out of the bag. He said that at one point when he heard gunfire, he saw all of these bodies on the ground, and he didn't know what to make of it. He said he wasn't sure if they were alive or dead, or if they were real or not. In so many words, what he was saying is an evidence that they were lying there, but he could not find any evidence or did not record any evidence of widespread body parts anywhere. And, you know, in a situation like that, you'd expect to see flesh and bones. You'd expect to see heads, you know, blown off, body parts everywhere. He didn't see that. Now, I thought that was quite a revelation in and of itself. What did he actually see? Well, he has been basically unaccountable since then for any interviewing. I'm sure he will come forth at some point with another story. But those words to me, those words that he spoke, were quite insightful. Don't you think so?
It's very interesting. Without, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't testify what actually happened on the ground. But it's a question to ask, that's for sure. Now,
I mean, you know, the first thing you say is, I saw a body, you know, blown up. I saw blood and flesh everywhere. A guy with 400, you know, rounds of ammunition per minute just firing from a hotel room and just shooting, you know, everywhere. You'd expect to see people's body parts just flying all over the place. You'd see blood. You'd see all of the residue of that. And he saw none of that, supposedly. That was
Wait a minute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If there's one proof of the pudding is they're saying there's over 500 people in a hospital with being shot. That shouldn't be hard to verify. Are there 500 people in the hospitals from you know, being shot in Vegas as a result of this situation? That would be, you know, if it really happened, then there should be quite a few hundred people in a hospital right now being treated for being shot.
In and of itself, though, that doesn't give us evidence of a shooting or a fake, because there could be. In fact, these drills, as we know, are practiced to the extent of every staff member of the hospital is now in on a drill, and they're expecting hundreds of casualties. And as we know, the number keeps rising now with each incident, which means that it's leading up to a great one. And this is what you'd expect in a hospital setting. I saw one person who purportedly suffered bullet wounds from this attack. She was in the hospital. She supposedly received bullet wounds to the abdomen. And, of course, no one could see the abdomen because she was covered. She looked quite cheerful. She looked quite happy. She looked quite normal. So we can only surmise, where is the proof? Where is the evidence? All right. We'll come back with our guest right now, Art from Philly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with Art in Philly having a very animated discussion about this PSYOP that we were all entreated to about almost a week ago now. We were expecting something on this magnitude, sort of an earthquake in human terms, that what's going on at this point in America is this build-up to a major series of attacks. That's the way I feel it will be, series of attacks, and not necessarily with guns or swords or any other such thing, but with economic collapse, with cyber attacks, as well as the possibility of many nuclear devices planted. I believe this is the scenario the Sons of Cain in Jerusalem are planning. I believe they have everything in place. I do believe that what you just saw was a forerunner to the movement, Art, to hopefully, in their eyes, disarm America of these so-called bump stocks and these modified guns that can be turned into fully automatic weapons. And this is what they have been saying for a long time. Now, years ago in the Rhode Island General Assembly here in Rhode Island, where I am, we had a chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. His name was Jeffrey Teets, or Tights, and he was of the tribe. And it was in that period of the 1970s that the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center types came in and they drafted legislation to outlaw any paramilitary groups, what they considered to be paramilitary groups operating within the state, so that these groups do operate today in secret, and I know some of them, I know of them. But
I will say that they made it official that the committee would pass through the legislature the banning, if you will, of any of these trading groups. Now, what did they foresee happening? What were they seeing going to happen in this land, in this nation, at some point that they were so fearful of military, so-called military-style groups? Now, you have to ask yourself that question. Did they have foreknowledge of things to come wherein the public would not be disarmed, that the public would have within its population a number of Americans, in fact, millions of Americans, with not just little pea shooters, 22, 38 caliber, 44 even, Magnum, but would have high-powered rifles, so-called assault rifles, the ones that are used in military occupations across the globe by the United States on children, and also the ones that the police have? Why is it that the police and the military must outpower the civilianship, that is, the citizenship of the nation? So you have to ask yourself these questions, because they do plan events, they do plan attacks well in advance of the time in which they happen. So maybe you could give us a little insight into the planning stages of some of these groups and how they were trying to nip it in the bud before it came to fruition, Nord.
Well, okay, I mean, basically, with this operation, obviously it was planned, and was planned quite thoroughly. And I think it was planned too well to be beyond the scope of just a single person putting all this together. So he had he had training in terrorism. So, you know, they're trying to put it in the media saying it's fundamental Islamic terrorism. Perhaps it's fundamental Israeli terrorism that we're really looking at here, and not Islamic terrorism.
No doubt.
Now look at who's pushing, and also Stephen Paddock was reported to be with Antifa at some of the protests, and supporting the hate laws. Now, who's the sponsor of these hate laws that we're talking about? It's the Anti-Defamation League. Anti-Defamation League is sponsored by two power bases. One is through the Blackstone Group, through Steven Schwartzman, and two is through the Bruffman crime family, who are pushing all the hate laws up in Canada, and we see how they destroyed freedom of speech up there, and they're trying to do it here. Now, what are the assets that the Bruffman crime family owns? Do they not own MGM Universal? Is this not an MGM? Is Mandalay Bay part of MGM Universal Resorts International casino interests?
Yes. Yes.
Was it not a Resorts International casino that was owned directly by Meyer Lansky and the first one in Atlantic City that was then sold off directly to Donald Trump? Okay. Mm-hmm. And isn't it very interesting that Jim Curran, the CEO of MGM Mandalay Bay, is one of the directors on the Homeland Security National Infrastructure Protection Program? So what does the casino have?
Right. Yeah.
Right. So what does the casino interest have to do with protecting the homeland? Okay? There are a bunch of predatory lenders that basically prey upon the lower class of people in hopes of making it big, and basically giving them, a pseudo illusion that they might have a chance to actually make it. Very low probability, but there is a real possibility that somebody might make it big and then probably gamble it away soon thereafter. So it's just too nice. You know, a military precision attack in a Rothman-controlled casino, to sponsor the hate laws, are also sponsoring, Antifa, okay?
Of course, we have the question, Ibono, who benefits and what is the game plan? And there you go. We have a caller on the line whom I expected to call, and we'll get to him, Art, in just a few minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus mag...
We're back now, folks, with Art in Philly. We're doing a little bit of thinking out of the box here, which is not acceptable these days, as you know. And we're tracking and tracing some of the elements of this PSYOP that was visited upon the people of America just the other day. Now, immediately, I want to go to the phone and talk to a couple of callers. I think you noticed exactly the response in Congress. We saw our four in our delegation here in Rhode Island immediately come forth with another cockamamie proposal to deal with the so-called gun violence in America, even though it had never been established that this guy had any of the weapons they claim he had. None of them were seen, to the best of my knowledge, proven to be in evidence, but we don't have to see things today. We didn't have to see a shooter at Sandy Hook. We didn't have to see anybody literally leave backpack bombs in the Boston Marathon bombing drill. And that drill happened at the end of the parade route in Boston on April Fool's Day. I think it was Patriots Day. That's what I call it, April Fool's Day. And where a group of Jewish businesses just happened to be located, Lens Crafters among them. So, you know, again, you don't have to have any evidence. All you need is shock value, PSYOP, and then you go from there to work the drill in Congress to try to impose upon the American public a fear
a fear of firearms, a fear of lone gunmen at busy places, malls, cities. You could be anywhere, and they could be shooting at you from all directions. And that's the atmosphere which the Sons of Cain would love to be able to use to justify their lockdown in America. But in order to have a lockdown on this 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, they need to have gun control. And I don't mean small arms. What they're looking for is the military-style guns and ammo and other ancillary weapons that can take down helicopters, can take down planes, can take out tanks. Those are the weapons that they fear most of all in the hands of a number of people. Now, I don't believe in those particular weapons myself. I've never used them, and I don't feel I need to. But that's not the point. The point is, I fear them more in the hands of an uncontrolled Israeli-led military and in the hand of police who across America now are trained by Israel's Mossad. Don't you feel a little bit uncomfortable with them having the guns and not the people?
Yes. I mean, the purpose of the Second Amendment is to protect this country against tyranny. And, you know, as you said, guns are a terrible product, and they basically do a lot of harm to people. But you've got to trade that off against the risk of having tyranny in this country, which would be far worse.
Well, I mean, go back to Czechoslovakia in 1968. Go back to the Hungarian uprising in 1956, and look at what happened to those people who did not have equalizers in the sense of equaling or being above the power that the communist goon state dictators had in those cases. How did they put down those rebellions? They did it through gun control. They did it because they had the superior weaponry over the public, and the public essentially had no weapons to protect themselves. Now, when somebody asked me, so you're in favor, like Barney Frank used to say, in owning a tank if you feel that you need a tank. And I say, yes, I'd like to have a tank so I can run over people like you. You know, I'm saying you're built like a tank, and you're just one big shill for the powers that be in your kinsman relationship. You know, the only thing I'm concerned about is what happens when the government has all the guns and the people have none. I mean, doesn't that spell a little bit of tyranny? Well, of course it doesn't. Dianne Feinstein and Chuckie Schumer and Mr. Levin, Carl Levin, and Bloomberg and Bloomfield, all of them in the Congress now are standing up demanding action on guns. And guess what? Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Donald Trump, Pence, the rest of the so-called Republican stalwarts are talking about being open to some kind of legislation, including the compromised National Rifle Association. So you see, this thing grows even more interesting and more deadly, I think, by the week. So anyway, that's my comment. Here's a guy right now who I expected to call. I'm glad he called. He's from Las Vegas. He's right there on the scene, and he is Chris from Las Vegas calling into the program. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, Art, and good afternoon, Rick.
Yes. Hello there. Well, you must have a lot to tell us today, Chris.
Quite a lot. As a matter of fact, I've had to alter my position just a little bit. Instead of being very suspect, I'm now sure that quite a few people were killed and injured at this location by this devious attack. There have been some very intriguing, compelling testimonies come from live witnesses that are still living after the event who were on site that have given quite a lot of information that was previously not revealed. I have to give a tip of the hat to some of the people from the listeners and acquaintances of the Alex Jones Network, InfoWars, that have come forward and supplied quite a bit of investigative journalism of free-range, non-government style to expose the deviosity of the truths that actually prevail beneath the current of what is posed as the truth from the mainstream media of the Zionist-controlled cabal.
Well, what did you find? What did you find intriguing here that you saw firsthand or know of firsthand?
Well, you know, I was there the very day that it happened, earlier in the day, in the center of the strip down at the Las Vegas Welcome To sign. It's become a bit of a tourist attraction. In fact, there was a on-site video international group there videoing, and there was lines of people there wanting to pose to get their pictures with the Mandalay Bay and the Strip in the background, coincidentally. However, when I woke up the next morning and heard about what happened that previous night, I was immediately suspicious, knowing how it operates in this town, because the sheriff here, Joseph Lombardo, Joseph P. Lombardo specifically, who was the self-elected, intriguing guy of, the chosen powers to be here in Las Vegas. And it's very, very dangerous to say, I got to look into it. Very strange, I got somebody's door. But anyway, he was the site of man commander at the Bundy Ranch thing. He was also, I'm not getting any audio out of you. I hope you're hearing me okay.
Well, I can hear you okay. Keep going.
Okay, he was also, he was promoting himself in his campaign whenever he was running for sheriff, that he was a Quantico, Virginia, FBI, crisis event management production trained individual, and a FEMA Fusion, or Fusion Center, trained individual, with the Department of Homeland Security. And there is a special group that he has here called a CERT team, a crisis invention or intervention response team, that has what we call the Southern Nevada Joint Terrorism Task Force that assimilates the FBI and, as you spoke, the See Something, Say Something, InfraGuard, the Infrastructure Protection, and the fact that they had, a few months prior to the Mandalay Bay shooting across the street, had metal detectors installed by the Chertoff group, or one of their agencies, I'll put it that way. I don't know if it was a Chertoff for sure, but somebody installed metal detectors, and they're the same ones that do them at the airports under the Department of Homeland Security Act. And so this fellow that did a live, very compelling interview yesterday that I heard early this morning, named Dave, no last name given because they wanted to protect him because he is a danger for revealing what took place. There was another female that was very intriguing. I think her name was Gail, but I don't remember for sure. He said that the first rounds that came from about 250 to 400 yards away across the street, depending upon where you were at in the Highway 91 production staff, which coincidentally was the same place they held the Life is Beautiful event, also put on by the same people on that, had been directed over their heads and in the vicinity of fuel tanks that are stored at McCarran Airport or perhaps the Janet Airport locations there behind that location, that the FBI apparently had been searching and found some evidence that some rounds had hit there, and there was a report that someone had purchased, maybe the Stephen Paddock guy, tracer rounds, which are generally white phosphorus or other components in there that cause them to illuminate when they're fired so you can get a trajectory on where your rounds are going with belt-fed type machine guns or other automatic fire or even semi-automatic rifles that you might fire so you can get a visual of where your rounds are going in case you're shooting long distances and can adjust your fire to put it on the target. So they apparently had intended to use these incendiary rounds, these tracer rounds, to ignite fuel, although JP-7 or JP-4, generally kerosene that's used for jet fuel, is not that combustible, and it may not have had the effect that they had expected like it might have had if it were gasoline. So we also have discovered that Stephen Paddock checked in not on the 27th, as was reported by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, maybe the FBI and the hotel originally. He'd actually checked in either on the 24th or the 25th. There's some evidence he came in on the 24th late and wasn't charged until the 25th to show up on the billing in those two suites that he occupied. So there's a lot of disparity and, the preposterosity that this was a single shooter that keeps being floated, the lone wolf, as they call them, and you observe wisely. is preposterous, because there were obviously at least two, if not three or more, weapons, not to mention that the dispatch recordings from the Las Vegas Metro Police also confirmed by people on the ground report that there were at least four or five different hotels where people were shot or encountered by Metro attempting to shoot, and rounds that were shot in those locations. So the whole cover story of being a lone wolf shooter really is blown out the window and it has no relevancy in reality. It is true that many people were killed and injured there.
Can you verify that people were killed? And I understand the MK Ultra program has in fact existed for a number of decades, and they have done real killings, obviously, but they always have a patsy. Now, this may fit that exactly if there were a number of people who were actually taken out. Who were these people, their identities, and what do you know about them specifically? Were you there to see them?
Well, I have not seen any of the dead bodies myself. I've heard some pretty compelling testimonies of people that were related to or actually worked with. There were a number of different undercover off-duty law enforcers. This was a very Christian, country and western, conservative-minded group, maybe a lot of Trump supporters. This was Jason Aldean and Big and Rich, country and western star, referential to the Pro Bull Riders Association and the National Finals Rodeo. They're gearing up here for Las Vegas later on. This is one of their preeminent kickoff events. Mm-hmm. And so the utilizing sacrificial lambs or sacrifices to the Bolshevik Revolution, that was the October 1st kickoff date, which I don't think is insignificant, is very relevant here. And we have to pay attention to who the operators are. And there was a fellow by the name, Dan Giordano, who purported to be a jihadi specialist that was teaching people around. And, of course, as Art observed, the fascists who act as anti-fascists because they don't know the difference, that they are really being fascist, funded by George Soros, his Occupy and MoveOn.org and other funding entities, seem to have claimed responsibility for this, as well as ISIS. And, of course, we know that these are all funded by George Soros and other aspects of the Obama, Clinton gang, the Bush cabal, and others that we've talked about, to illuminate on the people, to show them who is really funding these things. And if we follow the money, that's usually a tried and true methodology of finding out who is behind the operation, never mind who they hire to carry out their egregious acts against the people, where they kill people or give the illusion they kill people makes no difference.
Right, exactly. The effect is still the same, and that's the point. What is the end result? Chi bono, what's the purpose? Okay, they're asking the question, what motive did he have? Well, I mean, it's not about him. It's what has been going on as a dialectic since this PSYOP took place. And we have to ask ourselves, who eventually benefits from all of these terror incidents, these mass shootings, these hysterias that are generated from this, and always with weapons of immense power, weapons that are designed to take out multiple people. So, you know, again, who benefits from it? It certainly has to be the same people that have been pushing for arms and disarmament in America and gun control, and they all happen to be of that one tribe. They're the leaders of it.
Well, absolutely, Rick. You're right on point today. We have to pay attention to what's really going on. And it's obvious they had the ammunition set behind them to have gun control as one of their things they've had in their quiver of things that they really wanted to do as an objective, trying to change the Second Amendment to remove more of our rights under the pretext of protecting us and making us all safe, but we're all more in danger of being taken advantage of, played upon and completely obliterated from the face of the earth because we don't have the ability to defend ourselves against these terrorists who are really trying to take over the world in the New World Order.
Okay. Yeah, Chris, thanks for reporting from Las Vegas. It's always important to have people like yourself give us your own perspective. I want to move on to others now.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay, buddy. We have Frank in North Carolina up next, I believe, so let's go. Frank, come on up.
Hey, Rick and Art, I have one really big question that I really want answered. earlier in the program. Were you guys saying that Paddock and his brother are Jewish?
Well,
no, they're Irish.
First, go ahead, Art. You answer him.
They're Irish.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm confused because, I called someone. I'm like, what did they just say? And they're like, no, they're not saying they're Jewish. They're Irish. So if you're joking, you're misleading a lot of people. A lot of people don't understand your humor.
Okay.
There are people, you got lots of listeners out there that are saying these guys are Irish. So if you're trying to say they're of the tribe, a lot of people are not getting it.
You're definitely Jewish.
I mean, Art, go ahead. You elaborate. What are you saying? In your view, are they actually cryptos or are they Kenites?
They're definitely Jewish as far as, you know, looking at the physical.
All right. Okay, good. Now stay on the line, Frank. We'll come back and have Art answer it from his perspective, and then we'll continue to elaborate. Stay with us, folks. Rick Adams on Republic Broadcast Network.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now. We've got Frank on the line from North Carolina, and Art, you were just responding to his question about Stephen Paddock.
Well,
look at the way he's definitely, and his brother were Jewish.
Look at their physical features. Look at their first names. They're both Stephen and Benjamin are Jewish names. Look at their physical features, especially their noses, and you can see that they have the traits of the Jewish tribe.
Frank,
okay,
are you there?
I'm here. I don't know. I've known Benjamins and Stevens that weren't Jewish, and the facial features.
Well, what about the features? He's talking about some of the countenance, for example. You look at the features, and you can see the oval face, the nose, the lips, the forehead, and so forth. Do they not appear, and I've done some analysis myself, they do appear, after a follow-up glance, to be the sons of Cain, the Kenites, directly implicated in this massive military the PSYOP operation. I don't think there's any question that they are. Could be wrong. I'm not always right, but there's no question that they have all of the appearances of it. So he was just being a little facetious. Art was being facetious when he said they're Irish.
Right. Well, if I had to place a bet, I would say this whole thing stinks. And, you know, I first thought it was some crazy lone gunman. And then I quickly, you know, after that, I said, well, you know, it looks like maybe he could have possibly been a patsy. But I think this may have been a bigger operation. I have to remain open-minded about all the different facts and, you know, scenarios and speculation. But
it's
only conclusive to me.
I think the important thing is to ask, what does this have to do with new legislation? What does this have to do logically with gun control? There is no connection in my mind. There is no logic to controlling guns. I mean, this is our society is undergoing massive transformations now, and they're not getting better. What's happening is we are getting lower and lower and lower to the point where children bring into school weapons, knives, for instance. They bring in objects. They bring in even handguns. It's not always reported, but I can verify that. And our society is just being torn apart. It's just being ripped to pieces. So how does legislation address any of this? It's all about making somebody a criminal who has no intent to commit a crime. There are tons of people across America who have these so-called same weapons, and none of them, to my knowledge, has ever in any way harmed anybody else. So, you know, the prototype is there. If you have an incident, and you have an incident that can be magnified and played out like a soap opera by the bought and paid for media, then you have the beginning of a dialectic. And a dialectic leads to a synthesis, and that's all we have to know.
Qui bono, who benefits? We know who benefits. The tribe is the benefactor of all this. So I know for a fact in my heart, in my gut, in my intellect, in my military mind, this is a Jewish operation.
Exactly so. I have no doubt about it either. Thank you, Frank, for that. Let me see if our producer can verify if John Friend is calling in. And if he isn't, then you can stick around for a few minutes, Art, okay? Hold on. We'll be right back, hour number two.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get Too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.